In God's good providence, we were able to recover part of this sermon. We hope it will be a blessing to you.
More verses. And in these verses, the Apostle Paul is finishing out Ephesians chapter 3. And he says in verse 20, he says this. He says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us." I mean, just think about that for a moment. To him who is able to do immeasurably more. God is able. In your 2015 and in your 2016, God is able to do immeasurably more. Now, immeasurably more does not mean, God, just take all my problems away. Make sure life is always good because your power is in me. What it's saying is, to him who can do immeasurably more within you and within I. The writer Paul is telling the church at Ephesus, he says, listen, God brought together the Jewish culture and the Gentile culture to begin the New Testament church. That's a miracle in itself. And Paul was so excited that he was thanking God for what he did. But also, this is, biblical commentators say that this is almost like a hymn that Paul is singing. Now to him who can do immeasurably more. And he says, listen, this was far beyond my reach. Now this is going to be the church that goes out into the world. And for you and I, just briefly, that we all have hopes and we all have dreams, don't we? We think about the future or we think about today. And what Scripture is telling us here is that those dreams and those hopes and those plans, God is saying, I can do way more than what you could ever process in your heart and in your mind. If your heart is bent to me, I will do immeasurably more through you. Does it mean that we'll get everything that we want? No. Do I have hopes and dreams? Absolutely. Do I wish that some things would be better in my life, in my family, in my situations? Absolutely. But I know it's God's Spirit within me who has reminded me that he will care for me, that he will protect me, and that he has promised to be with me forever. And so that's what we can rest in. We can rest in that according to his power that is at work within us. The same power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that lives in us. I thought about, man, I can't wait till I get to eternity and I can ask the disciples, what was it like to journey with Jesus for 3 years? And then maybe even asking us, what was it like to have his Spirit live in you? Wow. It's according to his power. And he puts us right in the mix of life. You see, as a church, we have had people who have had hopes and dreams that may have been shattered or even come through, but according to God's power, there were families who were able to foster this year, families who were able to adopt, a couple that had no clue what it was going to look like to bring a little boy into their home to help him recover physically. The power that works within us, being able to have fifth quarters here, being able to see a couple that says, I have a heart for my neighborhood and I want to start a small group. Isn't that just amazing? What we ever could think or imagine, God can go beyond that. But it all begins with us saying, God, I'm going to trust you with my life. It's going to be through you. My song is going to be a song of praise that says, you are the one who is able. You are the one who can do immeasurably more. As we began this morning with the same passage in chapter 3, our challenge this morning is to say, God, with your help, I want to live recklessly abandoned for you. And I don't know what that looks like for each of us, but you do. And it's that time to reflect upon this year. Maybe it's saying, God, would you just set a fire in me that is so unquenchable that you can do immeasurably more in me and through me for your glory and for your great name. And maybe it's for some of you, you may be asking the question, God, who do you want me to become? I know that you want to grow me into the image of your son, but there are areas of my life where I'm just holding on to. But maybe today is the day that you can release that and say, I'm moving forward in 2015 into 16 with saying, my heart is yours. You know, we come to this communion table as followers of Jesus this morning because of what Christ has done for us. Not only was Jesus brought into the world to be our salvation, but he came to die. And Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so as we take this time, I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward as we take this time of communion. This time of communion is a time where we remember what Christ has done for us. And this is a time, the setting was when Jesus was with his disciples before he went to go and give up his life. But as we think about all of this past year and what is to come, do we want to be people who say, God, I want you to do immeasurably more in me? That's the more I want. I don't want more stuff. I don't want more things. I don't want no more accolades. I want you. And so as we begin this morning, let's just take that time to reflect in our time with communion with the Lord.